once again lost in the maze at the Gadget Show Live, and I've fallen upon the Open University stand again, and I thought I'd check in and see how things are. I'm currently talking to Mr. Andrew Smith, who is a course chair at the Open University. What course do you chair?
I chair the Linux and Introduction course at the Open University.
Linux. How are people taking to that here at the show?
They're very interested. Many people have never seen Linux before and intrigued at how we're offering it at the Open University.
How do you explain Linux to the hardcore Windows-only user that has never even heard the term?
It's a compatible and comparable operating system that's free.
Which is always nice. What if they say, yeah, but will it? Can I do my word processing, and can I send emails, and can I view video, and can I...
The answer is yes, 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 and yes.
So you're getting a great response. Now, the exploded computer that seems to be drawing a lot of attention, which quite impressively has a working hard drive which has a window in it. I think all hard drives should come like that. Now, that's an old bit of tech. What's the spec of the computer?
Oh, it's about 5 years old. It's running an old processor. It's about 1.5 gigahertz, which compared to the newer processor is probably about a quarter of the strength.
And this is running Linux?
Yeah, it's running the latest version of Ubuntu 9.10.
How do you get the latest version? Now, I've been into universities before who have been switching to Macs quite a lot, because every time the software gets updated on Windows, they're finding computers falling by the wayside, and the retention that they have by sticking to OS X means that they can keep computers for longer and therefore save money in the long run. What's the retention like with Linux?
As far as sort of computer life is concerned, you can probably get a computer that would have lasted for only 3 years with Windows running up to 5 to maybe 7 years, depending on what you're asking of it.
So you've got a 5-year-old computer here running the very latest Linux. How is Linux getting better? It's an open source software, so is it made by the community, or is there a certain amount of...
It's very much made by the community, and it's managed by the community, and it's regulated by the community.
Sounds like communism.
I hope it is. For once, I think communism works.
When it comes to open source software. And so what improvements have they made?
In improvement terms, they've just made it more stable and a lot easier to use. So anybody like you and me could install Ubuntu and within 5 minutes work out how to use it.
Are you purely Ubuntu at home?
No, I actually run Windows, Mac and Ubuntu at home.
On one machine?
On one machine. In fact, you're actually looking at my laptop that's running all three at the moment.
So I'm looking at TweetDeck at the moment, currently with OS X, and you, how do you switch on this MacBook Pro between Windows, Linux, and, you're running VMware Fusion so that you can switch to Windows from within OS X, and VirtualBox VM enables you to have Ubuntu running as well. I like that. Suddenly my one operating system running Mac makes me feel a little bit inadequate.
Okay, well, I can't talk about your inadequacy, but what I can say is whether it's a VMware virtual machine or a Sun Microsystems virtual box, they all provide the same resources so people could run a Windows computer at home with Ubuntu on it, which is what we're doing on our course at the Open University, or you can choose to install Ubuntu only. They're all going to offer the same quality of service.
But to be able to run OS X, thanks to Apple being incredibly restrictive as an organization, as a company, as this big brother of tech. I love the products. I mean, I'm Apple through and through, but as, I don't know, sometimes they do my head in. You couldn't necessarily run OS X and Ubuntu on a Windows machine.
No, I'm afraid legally,
yeah.
That would be very naughty, and the guys from Apple get quite upset. I know of people who have succeeded in doing it, but I'm not allowed to recommend that.
Is it hip? I know, we've just computed on Twitter, just assisted me in putting OS X on the little Nokia netbooks, which it looks really good on there because it's quite a well-made little netbook. The Nokia booklet, I think it's called. Now, is it a bit hypocritical of Apple when here you see Ubuntu and Windows running on an Apple? Why shouldn't they
want to share and share alike. Is it just greed? Obviously your own opinion here and nothing to do with the Open University.
I was going to say, yeah, you're putting me in a very dangerous position, Christian. I think sometimes it's being able to trust that other people can do good things with your operating system. I think Microsoft have learned to trust that people can do that. Ubuntu and the Linux open source community, and maybe Apple have just got to learn to trust a little bit.
I think that's what it is. Let people in, Apple. Let people in. I'm going to have another look at Ubuntu 10.04. Hey, is that not the latest version?
That comes out next month. I've got the beta version running on this Mac.
Ooh, get you. Let's have a play. Show me what it does. And I'll say...
It is absolutely no different than any of the previous versions of Linux as far as the outside view. Yeah. They've enhanced the graphics and some of the security features. And obviously it's got the latest version of OpenOffice.org, which is the free equivalent to the Microsoft Office suite, running on there quite comfortably. And I've got it running in only 512 megs of RAM on my MacBook, which means it's still compatible with very old computers.
So I've got a computer at home which is getting a little bit tired now. It's an old G4. Could I quite happily run this on there?
In theory, yes. There are ports for old G4. Most people would have an old PC that they picked up from PC World or another supplier, and Ubuntu would comfortably run on most old systems and detect all the hardware and the drivers required.
It's not a bad looking operating system. Why? I mean, for me, OS X through and through to a certain extent, don't like touching Windows unless I really, really have to. Ignoring the fact that you teach this at the Open University and your need to know a lot about this, if you weren't teaching all of this, why would you use Linux?
Why would I use Linux? I'm looking for something that would have a low footprint that is free. So if I'm looking for something that can work on older technology where I'm not having to always buy newer computers, I've got a stable, reliable and easy to use operating system. And this is why it's popular in Africa. This is why it's popular in the Asia Pacific region, and this is why the government is now supporting the use of more open source systems and applications.
This is a very ethical way of computing.
I believe so, yes.
Brilliant, I like that. That's a good note to end on. Andrew, thank you very much. And what's the name of the course that you run?
It's T155 Linux and Introduction.
How many points?
It's 10 points of the first year of a degree.
You got me tempted.
Yes. Very, very, very easy and very accessible course.
Nice one. Thank you very much.